shit, damn it. I think I just shit in the phone. No, it's good.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
Okay, let's do some prank calls and get out of here. Thank you everyone who's tuning in. Several people tuning in. Awesome Loser tuning in. Nunu, those are here. Tug is here also. Tug is here. Milkman is not available by computer, but I'll call him later.
Yes, sir.
Zolar, checking in. Hi, Zolar, how you doing?
Howdy, Zola.
Yeah. Numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser. Let's play this real quick first.
Bitches leave.
Gee, Bobby. Bye. You gonna call me?
The fuck are you doing? Do you know who I am? If you think you're gonna get away with this, you gotta...
Kill me, all right? Hello, buddy boy. Dick Jones here. I guess you're on your knees about now, begging for your life. Pathetic. You don't feel so cocky now, do you, Bob?
Whatever he's paying you, I'll double it right now.
You know what the tragedy is here, Bob? We could have been friends. But you wouldn't go through proper channels. You went over my head. That hurt. But life goes on. It's an old story. The fight for love and glory, huh, Bob? It helps if you think of it as a game, Bob. Every game has a winner and a loser. I'm cashing you out, Bob.
That's my message to KDK, everybody.
All right. I didn't really get that, but okay.
Just pretend Bob is KDK. But instead of Dave, it was Bob.
Alright.
Do I have to play it again? I mean, just think about it. Just pretend that was KDK.
No.
Whatever.
I got you.
You don't get anything. In the South. AC.
No, I don't.
We're back with a prank call. Thank you. Dun, 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 dun.
Thank you for calling Little Caesars, Caesars and Covina.
Shut up.
Well, how can I help you?
Hello.
Yes.
This is the pizza place.
I'm sorry?
You have hot and ready pizzas there 24/7?
Yes.
When I come in, it's ready. I need 5 of them pepperoni pizza larges.
Okay.
How many you got right now?
Hold on 1 second. We only have like 8 or 10. But right. It's probably best that we put some in. Mm-hmm. Probably have it for you in like 10 minutes.
Well, I want 12.
Uh-huh.
I want 12, so I get the other 2 for free, because that's your policy, right?
The other 2 for free?
Well, yeah, because if you come in and if it's not ready up to like 5, I guess it's free. Like if my order's 5 pizzas and you'll have 4 ready, then I get the 1 for free in 10 minutes or less, or the whole order's free.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Alan. Hey, I have a question. Okay. Yeah, we don't have that policy here.
Well, I have it here in this paper. It was in the newspaper today in the Thursday ad, the circular. You know the circular? It was in the circular today.
Okay. We do not have,
I command you, I command you under the laws of business science and the theories of customer service to grant me my offer and follow through with the promises made on this piece of paper. In the name of business sciences.
Business science?
What the fuck is business science?
Hello?
Hey, I'm sorry, how may I help you?
Shut up. Hello? This, who is this? Is this a man or a woman?
This is a man.
Okay, good. I want to make sure. In the name of business science, I'm telling this young man to do his job and honor the deal. It's in his coupon that was in the circular today in the Thursday paper. That it said if your pizza is not hot and ready, that you get one for free.
Okay.
And I said that I wanted 12 of them, and he said there's only 10 available, so I want the other two for free. And 10 minutes after I get there, you will write this down, and you will honor it when I come in.
I can't honor that at all.
It says it in the paper, sir.
I understand that, but if you need 12 pizzas and you're calling a place in order for 12 pizzas, I'm going to have your 12 pizzas ready by the time you get here.
But they're not ready now. I'm coming in to claim it right now. It'll be less than, I could be there in less than 60 seconds. I have the ability. I'm within proximity.
I understand that, but for orders like that, we don't honor anything.
It says it in a paper on your letterhead. It says here, Little Caesar's Pizza. And it says in today's paper that hot and ready or it's free.
Okay.
How many pepperoni pizzas do you have ready right now?
Give me 1 second, I'll tell you.
Count to me, now. Bastard. I'll teach him a lesson about business sciences.
I'm going to have 9 pepperoni pizzas available.
All right, I want 10. I want one free.
Okay, just make sure you bring that coupon or else there's no way I'm going to honor that.
It's handwritten, but it's signed by the manager.
By who manager?
By the owner of the franchise.
We're not a franchise.
No, but the owner of the store that you're in right now, that he put his signature here, is on paper, on letterhead. It says Little Caesars on it.
But see, there's like a million Little Caesars around. First of all, this one's a corporation.
Uh-huh.
The owner doesn't even live in California.
I know. I'm a friend of his. I know exactly. I play golf with him. I'm Jack Valente.
What's his name?
I'm Jack Valente.
What's his name?
Mr. Caesar.
Nah, dude, I can't honor that. So
his name is Cesar, okay? I know his name is Cesar. That's what you call him.
Nah, dude.
Let me speak to...
check it out. By the time you get here, if you want to place that order, I'll have it ready for you.
What do you do with the...
whatever you need?
Hey, do you throw away pizzas at the end of the night?
I'm sorry?
Do you throw away pizzas at the end of the night, usually?
Yeah, we do.
Can you give me a pizza? Because when you close...
you just need a free pizza, so you're making a big deal out of things just for a free pizza.
Listen, my name is Milkman.
So that's what you need, bro. That's what you have to ask. You know, why all the drama?
Yeah. Can you hook me up with a free pizza?
We don't start throwing them away till after 10 when we're closed.
All right, so come by. Can you put it like in a double bag if you put it in the trash first? I mean, I'll take it out of the trash as long as you don't like laugh at me or something. I'll do it.
Nah, man, check it out. If you want, just come in a little after 10. I'll still be in here. It's probably 11, so just give me a call right before 10 o'clock, and I'll see what I can do for you.
Can I get some of that crazy bread?
We'll see, brother.
Huh?
I said, we'll see.
Look, please, I like the crazy bread a lot, too.
I understand that, but, you know, like, if I have something to throw out, then yeah, but, you know, I can't just be giving out free product.
All right, but some pizza, though, right, maybe? You hook me up with a pizza?
Sorry?
You hook me up with a pizza, maybe?
Well, we'll see. I mean, we always have leftover pizza, so, you know, like I said, give me a call before 10 o'clock to remind me, or else everything's just going straight in the trash.
All right, man, I'll call you. I'll call you around 10, but we'll talk about that free pizza. All right, man.
All right, bro.
Oh, that's nice of him. It's a nice world, isn't it, guys? This guy's going to give me free pizza. Where is he at anyway?
Yeah.
Is he in Florida? Yeah. California. If anybody out there, let us know. We can get you a free pizza tonight.
Go get you a free pizza tonight.
And you'll probably get arrested by the guy. They figure out you're affiliated with Carlito's Madhouse. On an investigation.
They don't know who Carlito's Madhouse is.
Whatever. Well, some losers sending in some numbers here. We got La Pizza Loca, the Comfort Inn, and Tong's Happy Buddha. Let's call it Comfort Inn. I want to mention, And Tuck, you ever seen that? There was this movie called, well, how old are you, Tuck? Are you in your 30s or in your 20s still? What's your deal?
Oh, I'm older. Yeah, I'm old. What's up?
You ever see that movie, The Day After? You remember it was a made-for-TV movie in 84, The Day After?
Yes, the atomic nuclear war thing.
Right. It was a very realistic look in Kansas of what would happen if we had gone to war with Russia at the height of the Cold War in 1984. So I was
right, if we got nuked.
So let me tell you something, man. I was on YouTube on Sunday and I said, you know what? I haven't seen that since I was a kid. I remember it gave me nightmares for
Oh yeah, so you on YouTube
for 2 weeks. And I went to YouTube and they have it like sequential, part one, part two, all the way through 20 parts or whatever. And then So while I'm watching it, I'm reading the YouTube comments, and people say, oh, this is a lot like the BBC one that came out like a few months later. And I'm like, there was a BBC version of this? It was called Threads. Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
Dude, let me tell you, I had never seen it before, but that shit freaked. It's one of those things that you watch, and it stayed with me for the whole next day.
It's scarier than the Day After.
Yeah, I want to recommend to everybody, if you get a chance this weekend or even just right now after the show or whatever, you go to YouTube and you look for Threads. You type in Threads BBC in the search, and you're going to find one. There's one person that's got it up, part one, all the way. I think it's like 18 parts. It's only, I think it's 80 minutes long in total. I think it's, let's say it's like eight.
Part one of both of those movies is the only part worth seeing anyway.
Right. Part one? No, this movie, the Threads movie, man, it's quite interesting. It's a really realistic take at what would have happened in Great Britain, if World War III had started, and then I started looking into it, there were a lot of close calls. There were a lot of really hot situations and close calls that actually occurred. There's stuff called Rex 83 was this military exercise that the United States was doing to simulate going to nuclear war with Russia, like a readiness exercise in 1983. But the Russians, the Soviets at the time, their intel people, their spies and their intel were seeing that it was like coinciding with like a holiday in the Soviet Union, and they became alarmed to the point that they thought it really was the United States going to do a first strike against the Soviet Union. And I think the Soviet Union went to like the DEFCON 2 of their country. There were a lot of, they had the Cuban Missile Crisis.
My
anyway,
cousin was in one of the silos, in war games?
Right.
To turn the key?
Yes.
And the missile goes up?
Right.
He was stationed in Germany, and he was stationed in one of those silos and had a key.
Right. Wow.
During that period of time, yeah.
That's crazy. That's something. And the whole thing, would people actually go through with it, Would they actually be able to not question at the last minute, are these my orders?
Exactly.
Anyway, so, dude, it's really crazy. Like, they took a realistic look at the UK. They took the actual, published strategy that the UK had in case there was a nuclear war, because obviously the UK at the time had still has NATO bases there and is an ally of the United States, so it was obvious that the UK would get attacked with nuclear weapons. They would probably attack the infrastructure, and they would also attack the air bases and the army barracks and stuff over there that were basically NATO bases. So they take a realistic look, like to the T, like exactly what the plan of the UK government at the time was should nuclear war start happening. And like, it's really wicked. And then actually at the same time, they do a realistic look at what the effects would be of an all out nuclear war. I think it's like a 300 megaton exchange that they simulate. And like, it's like insanely, like really realistic, and it will freak you out. Like how close we could have come to destroying this whole fucking world. It goes from like that point all the way to like, I think it ends in 15 years later, as a matter of fact. Like, it's all screwed up. Like, there's no crops, growing because there was a nuclear winter. And then like after that, because of the effects of the nuclear, bombs going off, the ozone layer was like really fried up. So a lot of UV rays were coming through. So people had a lot of cataracts. They were all weak, had cancer. I think it said that it was pretty certain like the UK, like the population of the UK would fall below like the medieval days. And that's how many people would die just in the UK alone, if you imagine the whole world anyway. It's quite interesting. You got to watch it, everybody. If you get a chance, you go to YouTube and you look for, just type in Threads BBC. I'll see if I can put a link in the chat room here, if nobody has yet. And I will definitely recommend watching that. But yeah, be prepared to freak out.
The day after is pretty cool too, actually.
The day after? Yeah, the day after is pretty cool. But this one, yeah, that one is pretty cool. But this one is way more realistic. It's very, very, very good.
Right. Day after was the watered down American version of it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. But that's still good also. Anyway, we got numbers to call. So.
Yeah, I remember it very vividly when that miniseries came out.
All right, no more talking for the rest of the show. It's just going to be prank calls now. I have my little moment.
Okay.
Okay. We'll call Milkman too before we head off the air.
Hey, we're going to Gumbo Bros. Johnson.
Gumbo, shut up. How you doing, buddy? Hello?
How are you?
I'll have to make an order for pickup, please. Hello?
Kitchen's closed. Sorry?
What time does it usually close? And yes, you will apologize for that. Who did you ask in the background who's calling the shots?
My chef.
Put the chef on the phone.
Hello?
The fuck you mean you're closed, man?
We're closed.
What time is it?
Past 10.
Yo, cook me some of that shit real quick. Don't be an asshole.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Do your fucking job, you lazy shit. Where do you think you're going? You're going home? You're going to get drunk, probably, alcoholic? Go pick me something to eat. I want some steak fries and pommes frites and shit.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe some twice-baked potatoes. Maybe some steak fries, man.
This is Golden Corral. We make real food here.
What do you make there? You got some chicken?
Gumbo. That's why it's Gumbo Bar.
Want some of that gumbo?
Alright, it'll be $30 a bowl.
Don't be a faggot. How much is your gumbo usually, man?
It's, since we're closed, it's extra.
Since you're an asshole because you're really closed, right? You got so much to fucking do. Where are you going now? What are you going to do now? You got a big fucking life. Oh, I'm closed. I'm the chef. I call the shots. I'm an asshole. I'm the chef. Where'd you work at before? Denny's? Where'd you learn to make chef? You go to the community college?
Anyway.
Did you get culinary classes at the community college?
Nah, I didn't go to no community college, man.
Where'd you go? DeVry?
Something well. That's right, DeVry.
You went to DeVry Culinary Institute of Marketing? You stupid fucking failing asshole. You're a failure, but you failed a lot and shit. Where's Allison at?
She's not here.
Put that bitch on the phone.
I don't know where she's at.
A girl named Allison answered at 11:01 p.m. over there. Put her on the phone.
She's on her knees right now. She's busy.
Oh, she is?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, she's busy.
All right. All right, you really creeped me out, but I'm going to hang up the phone now. Bye.
All right.
Asshole.
Looking on various street corners, I'm sure you've seen it yourself. Standing on the corner is an alleged brother dressed in blue or green, red, and black, and spouting news that the revolution is coming and you better get ready, sort of like the end of the world is coming. Unfortunately, the world is just going to drag on and on. And we have a poem that
we're calling the Cold Award winning Comfort in a Valentine. This is Anna.
Anna.
Yes.
A happy woman named Anna answered there. Once when
yes.
I called. Was that you?
Yes.
You're quite content and happy?
I am.
Okay, hey.
Yes.
If my wife happens to call in, you wouldn't tell her like that I checked in, right?
Who am I talking to?
This is Valente. Like, you seem pretty cool, so I'm just saying, if I check in and stuff, my wife might be looking for me. Like, if she calls in or she might check the statement. Like,
no.
Maybe you could just say that I had business. Like, you could say, oh, yeah, he was here for the conference or something, you know?
Yeah.
You could do that? What kind of conference was it? I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm a dentist. Cause
you
it was
are?
The dentist conference, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, in Valentine, Nebraska. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what to do. It's just I met a girl on this website, and she lives here, and we're looking for a place, but Like, I got to put it on my wife's credit card, and she's probably going to be calling, snooping around, wondering why I checked into the Comfort Inn.
Oh.
You know.
Well, okay, what company do you work for?
Work for Valentin Associates. It's more like my own company. That's why I was going to put it on the American Express, the company card, but she'll see it too. Because she does the books.
Oh.
But seriously, though, we got to come up with something, though.
Okay.
I'm Dr. Valente, and I have my associates. I have two other doctors that work with me, and we have a practice together.
Okay, well, you were checking out Dr. dental office and helping him with his Cerex machine.
Yeah, and maybe
in Nebraska.
Yeah, and I had had dinner with his assistant Anna.
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah.
Because I am.
You are.
Yeah.
You're thinking about it.
No, I am his dental assistant.
Okay, so that's fine, yeah. So I'm saying, me and you, well, I'll take you out to dinner then, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Would you be down for that?
No, I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll give you a massage.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to check somebody in. So if you would like to get a room here tonight, I'm here until 11.
So how much time does that get? How
Just
much?
Just a minute.
Okay.
Okay?
Just a minute.
I need to check somebody in.
Oh, you got to go away for a while?
Yeah.
For a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You want me to call back?
Sure.
What time? You get out at 11.
Minutes.
You get out at 11, right?
Uh-huh.
I'll call you at. What time? What number did I call you at?
This the one you just called.
This one here? You going to talk to me?
Yep. Okay.
All right, girl. All right, I'll talk to you, all right?
Okay.
All right. Sexual dates or... Zola are going to run a train on Anna. Zola's going to get the back. The rear sanctum.
Copy, Gary.
Hey, I was talking about the rear sanctum. My buddy's there the other night. Is that one dude over there still?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man. You guys got that rose shit?
Rose? What do you mean?
No, the roast. You know, yeah, they got that roast? The coffee roast?
We got lots of different roasts.
Yeah, I'm talking that dark... You know that roast that's got a lot of tannins in it? It's got the tobacco notes in it. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't think I know what you're talking about.
I don't know. What's that one dark roast that everyone's always talking about going on and on?
Got several. We got a North Shore. We got a Shaka.
Yeah.
There's a few.
Shaka Khan. Let me rock you, Shaka Khan.
No. Shaka is what you do when you go to the beach.
Oh, you put out your finger like that?
Yeah.
You know, it's good to do that. You ever give a girl a massage on her legs? In the back legs?
No.
And what you do, you make that with your pinky finger when you get to the ass crack, and you stick it in there a little bit, you know, like that. That's my move.
If you have any further questions, send us an email.
You ever slip a finger to a girl when you give her a massage? We've all done it.
Thank you very much.
Pervert.
Sucks every time I hang the phone up now. Fucking wedding ring hits that shit. Hate that.
Yeah.
Hate the fucking wedding ring. I'm gonna take it off right now.
Well, it's your decision. The way you made.
Listen, Tuck. Listen to it. Right on the table. On the desk. I don't want it on right now. I'm a single man right now. Any ladies in the chat room? Get at me. Anna's got downs. There's someone named Chick Hughes. I'll take that. Well, it's not my cousin. I think my cousin might be listening. If it's you, I'm going to hook up with my cousin now.
If you got a hot cousin, dude, it's okay.
Shut up, asshole. Talk about my cousin like that. My cousin's spoken for. Look at an old numbers here. Coward Church of God. That was back from 2006. Wow. I got some losing numbers here. All right, La Pizza. They've got a live webcam up too, apparently. I don't know.
Thank you, Captain. Hello, how are you?
Hey, man, a Mexican guy answered there a few minutes ago. Who was that?
The what?
A Mexican guy answered there a few minutes ago. Who was that?
Wait a moment, please.
Okay. Nuno had his idea of doing this with the calls tonight. To take it literal as Lonesome Loser sends them to me, you know, because he'll send me a happy woman named Anna answered at 10:15 p.m., so I'll call him and just say that, just to confirm it. We got to do the U.K., though, motherfucker. We'll have a Mexican guy here in the line in a second.
Thanks for calling. Can I help you? Hello?
Yeah, hey, is this the Mexican guy?
Hello?
Hey, a Mexican guy answered there for you like at 10:15. Who's the dude?
Okay, your order is pickup or delivery?
I think I'll do a pickup because I don't need you people coming to my house again and touching my animals like the last guy came.
Okay, so pickup?
Yeah, but don't send the guy again who came and touched my animals. You sent some guy over there, touched my animals when I came over here to deliver that food. So you're going to do delivery this time. You do it right. You understand?
Let me get to the assistant manager, okay? So you can...
What's your function now? Why did that have to be put on hold to talk to you? Who are you, the overseer?
No, because he can talk to the manager and then they can find the solution, you know?
God damn it.
Point.
God damn it.
Yes.
Damn it. Shit, damn it.
So you want to talk to this guy?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I said yes, damn it.
Okay, stay on the line. He
damn it!
With you.
Damn it! Fuck. Ninu says, you need to be form the official telephone security service. And create, I'm just reading what he's saying, people, okay? Don't think I'm an asshole, doesn't know how to talk. And create a big deal, faux te fact that X guy answered at a time at ETC. Do Jack Valenti voice, maybe set off the alarm or something that could be a lie detector or something. Oh, okay. Okay, good. I don't know. You know what? Good idea. No, Nunu, we haven't brought out the lie detector machine in a while, the alarm machine. I don't know if it works. Fuck.
Bueno.
Buenos.
Sí, ¿en qué le puedo dar?
No, you speak to American, please.
My manager is tomorrow. And
wait a minute, Jose. What's your name?
Jose.
You're Jose, really?
Uh-huh.
I just totally guessed that. I was trying to be racist. You really know your name is really Jose?
Okay.
Son of a bitch. Listen, are you the assistant manager or not?
No, my manager is at tomorrow and working.
You listen to me. Some guy came to my house and touched my animals when they delivered the food, the pizza, and I don't like it, and I want to get answers right now who it was. You understand?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Are you Italian or what are you? Are you Italian? You speak Italian? I speak a little Italian, but I speak Spanish, mostly.
No English, Spanish.
Oh, tú hablas español.
Sí.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas noches, mira. Ahí viene algo, vino un tipo ahí a darme una pizza y me tocó al animal, al perro aquí lo tocó y esto no se puede tener aquí. ¿Quién fue el hombre que vino aquí y me tocó el animal?
¿Cuándo se la llevaron, oiga?
Esta tarde, hace como una hora, vino aquí un hombre aquí a hacer un delivery y que tocó el animal aquí en las partes y todo eso y que le iba a morder y todo esto, se puso bien feo la cosa aquí, le iba a dar spray en la cara y todo.
¿Ahorita en la tarde se la llevaron la pizza?
Sí, ahora mismo.
¿Cuál es su dirección?
He touched my dog, you understand, touching.
Okay, ¿cuál es su dirección?
2924.
Uh-huh.
East Cesar Chavez Avenue. That's East LA. The man came here, he touched my dog and everything, and the parts, the privates and everything. He put in. He touched my dog.
Deme un segundito, déjale chequeo la orden, por favor,
You guys speak in Italian? Hello?
Say, déjame chequear su orden.
What?
Déjame chequear your order, okay?
Oh, okay, sí, está bien, go ahead.
Un momento.
What? Alright, excellent.
We're doing a bilingual prank call here, apparently. I've really done that. I frown upon bilingual prank calls because simple fact that most of the audience doesn't understand that pig language. Fuck Spanish. I hate Spanish. I'm talking Spanish all the time at work. Fucking
I threw
asshole.
A man in the door for my teacher to pass Spanish.
Bullshit.
Because I couldn't have done it the other way.
Spanish is bullshit. I work, I don't get paid extra to talk to Spanish. I gotta talk more words and deal with
it. Su dirección, por favor?
I think he was a Cuban, man.
What is your address?
Huh?
What is your address?
Who's the Cuban? Put the Cuban on. The Colombian. Huh?
Colombia?
Nah. Colombiano.
Sí, pero la dirección, ¿cuál es?
2924 East Cesar Chavez Avenue.
Esa es mi dirección, 2924.
That's what it says here in the... Mira, look, goddammit. This is what it says in the fucking paper here. 2924 East Cesar Chavez Avenue. Don't give me that bullshit. Who touched my dog? Who made a pass at my dog and almost got bit? You tell me it was a son of a bitch. Someone tried to touch my bulldog.
Okay.
Put an American on the phone. Put the American on the...
Your name?
No more with you. American now. American. Americano. Por favor. Okay. Americano, por favor. What are you doing? ¿Qué hace?
Okay.
Háblame.
Your order is... My manager is your order in el que la mandó, oiga. So yo no encuentro ninguna orden aquí.
Wait a minute, the manager was the one that delivered the pizza?
Yeah, tomorrow, mañana.
The manager's a pervert?
Yeah.
He's perverted?
Uh-huh.
Is he guilty of what he did? Is he guilty?
It's tomorrow in la mañana.
Okay, well, the manager's guilty, right? The manager came here?
Jorge.
Jorge came in and he touched my dog,
Jorge,
right?
Armas.
He was the one that did it?
Yeah, tomorrow in la mañana.
No, but today, right? He was there today?
No, today, no, tomorrow.
He's going to come?
Today, yeah, no broke it.
So tomorrow he's going to come and touch my dog?
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow he's going to touch my dog where? In the penis?
In la mañana.
In the privates?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
He's going to come here and do it?
Okay.
He's good?
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr.
No, but he's guilty, right? Like, you're taking responsibility for this, right?
Yeah, it's just tomorrow in the morning, okay?
Okay, are you guilty or not? Say yes or no.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
No, wait, don't hang up, please. Mira, no me enganche, por favor, no me cuelgues. Señor.
Ajá, sí lo escucho.
Explícame.
Okay, mi manager está mañana en la mañana aquí.
Okay, so he's guilty, right? That he did it, he came over here and touched the dog, right?
Solamente por aquí hablé con él porque yo no tengo ninguna orden de ahorita en la tarde.
Just say yes. Just say yes. Say yes. Yes. J-E-S.
Solamente con él puede arreglar ese problema, oiga.
J-E-S, yes. Say it.
Okay.
How do you say yes? Say it. Hello. Burro.
Huh?
Burro. Burro.
Okay, thank you, pues.
Goodbye, burro.
Bye-bye.
All right. Called him a donkey at the end there, and I was fucking retarded. Thank you. So I'm going to call from the official telephone security service. We're going to call the Italian kitchen. Let's see what happens when I call from there. Call to there, rather. From the official telephone security service.
Thank you for calling.
Burro. Hello, this is Italian kitchen. This is Jack Valente. I have down here, excuse me a minute. All right. It says here, Colorado, a girl named Jen answered at 11:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Is this true?
I don't know where you're calling for, but it's 9:30 here.
Okay, but that's right, but I'm in Eastern Standard Time, so that would be 8:30 your time.
It's 9:30 our time.
What time is 11:30 Eastern Standard Time where you are?
I don't know. Can I help you with something?
Well, I've got a little bit of a complaint. It says here that Jen answered at, I guess this would be here. It just answered 13 minutes ago, as a matter of fact, and you must be trying to confuse me.
Okay. Did you try and call earlier?
Well, Jen answered when I called in 13 minutes ago.
Okay, that would be me.
Okay, so why are you answering the phone?
Why am I answering the phone? Because I'm a business and I answer the phone.
Yeah, but you don't have authority to answer the phone. Why are you answering the phone? There are half records here that you answered the phone 13 minutes ago. Bitch.
Thank you for calling Zio's Italian Kitchen. This is Katie.
Yes. Hi. It says here that Jen answered at 13 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, and I don't know under whose authority she's answering the phone over there.
Oh, can I ask who's calling?
This is Valente, Jack Valente.
Okay, one moment, please.
Breaking news here, everybody. I think I have to fart. And I might be able to do it on the phone if they answer quick enough here.
This is Jen. How can I help you?
Yes, hello, Jen.
Come here.
Jen, you disconnected the call. I mean, I don't respect that. Now, again, under whose authority?
Okay, can I help you? Can I help you with something?
Where are your papers at? Do you have your papers?
Are you done?
I have one other thing to say. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
I think I just shit in the phone. No, it's good.
I tried it. but I couldn't produce. It's pretty embarrassing. It's like going to fuck a girl and all of a sudden
you just
get...
You made the effort to go and try.
Yeah, well, you know, got to get that anal Viagra. I don't eat bad like that anymore. It would make you want to fart all the time. Nudie's loving an argument about answering the phone. Yeah, that's true. That's pretty funny. He's having an argument over your answer the phone. It's like, fucking asshole, I work here. Of course I answer the phone, stupid. Anyway. Nice Mexicans on the phone tonight, too. That's pretty interesting. Let's call this Chinese restaurant shit. We're in Galveston, Texas.
Heavy the restaurant.
Yeah, tapped. A Chinese food?
Yes, sir.
Galveston, Texas?
Yes, sir.
An Asian guy answered there?
Yes, sir.
And what is this?
Who you want to talk to?
I want to talk to the Asian guy.
No, we just got a server, Asian guy, which one you want to talk to?
The guy answering the phone over there who sounds Asian.
Well, that's me.
So don't be ridiculous, okay? Honestly, please let me speak to the Asian person there who answers the phone.
That's me. I'm speaking.
Okay, I don't want to have a conversation with a Hispanic person. I need to speak to the Asian there who answers the phone, who took my order and messed it up.
The Asian people, we only have one Asian people answer the phone tonight, working tonight. The boss don't answer the phone, so I'm the Asian people.
I don't think you don't sound, you know, I think it's a little joke. Why don't you go, can you put the other Asian person on the phone, please?
That's the only one. I'm the only one.
You said there's someone out there busting tables and shit. Who is it? Put the guy on the phone. Hurry up. Hurry up or you're going to hear a sound over the phone that you don't want to hear.
Well, you can say anything you want. You know, I just want to know what's going on and I'll take care of it.
I just farted on the phone. You heard it?
I don't care. Whatever.
You smell it? Smell the phone. I farted on the phone and make you smell it. I hate you so much, I wish I could smell it. Yeah.
It's true, I do. I'm going to keep farting on the phone tonight. I'm going to get something to eat that'll give me gas. What can I have, Tuck? Your mom's lasagna, probably? Your mom can't make sauce, Tuck.
That's what I heard. Tuck's mom can't make sauce.
Yeah, she can actually. Actually, very well.
I'm gonna drink some chlorine. I'll be right back.
Beans
are good for your heart.
Chlorine, man. You ain't gonna drink chlorine. You're just talking.
All right, this is called Italian Restaurant. Italian Restaurant is located in Colorado. A guy answered yelling Bovas into the phone at 11:30 p.m. Let's talk to him about that. We'll be right back in a moment.
Bovas. Hey.
How you doing?
Burro. Hello, is this Bovas?
Yeah, sorry, my phone.
Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Guy answered there yelling Bovas to the phone like around 11:30 p.m., like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, that was me. That my phone's messed up. It's got a bad connection on the bottom of it in the back.
What's your fucking problem, Sal?
Hmm?
What's your problem, Sal?
Why are you calling me Sal?
Well, is that not your name?
No.
You're Italian?
Yeah.
Well, your name's like Sal or something, right? What's your name, Vinny?
Hmm? Do you need something, man?
Your mom can't make sauce.
Yeah?
Your sauce sucks there, too. I bet your mom goes back to make shitty-ass sauce all day.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, your mom's sauce sucks. Except for the one down there. I like that sauce she makes down there.
Mm-hmm.
I go down there and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. You done?
Well, you know, too. You've been down there, too, I bet.
Can I help you with something?
Yeah, you can't make sauce.
And your point is...
And you're yelling Bova's in the phone like a douchebag asshole all the time. What's your fucking problem? Well, you gotta answer the phone like a douche, like a prick asshole fucking ass. When you learn a better way, you want you to have a little more delicacy. When you answer the phone, you be more delicate with people. There's women calling over here. Women calling you all the time. Hey, Bova's, Bova, I'm Italian. Bova, I'm Italian, make a big deal, I'm from New York, I make food, my sauce sucks, You bet you drive like an asshole, too. What do you drive? You drive like a white SUV, probably. You like, get on people's ass all the time. I'm Italian, I'm New York Italian, Bova, Hate you.
Are you done?
Hate you so much. I want to fart in the phone. I wish you could. I wish to fucking God you smell it. I wish you get sick.
Yeah.
Throw up all over the phone. I have to buy a new phone. I hate you so fucking. This disgusts me. Your sauce is disgusting. Mm-hmm. All your food is over there. It's disgusting. Who makes the cook? Who cooks back there?
Huh? Are you done?
No, I asked you a question, stupid.
I asked you a fucking.
You're so
question.
Stupid. You're so stupid.
I'm fucking stupid. You're calling me talking like an ass.
I'm calling
I'm
you
a stupid one.
I'm calling you asking a question and you interrupt me
no,
with
you ain't asking me a fucking question.
I asked
you're being
you
a fucking ass.
I asked you who
that's what you're fucking doing.
Who cooks the shit food there? Who makes the shitty sauce? You can't answer me.
Did I tell you to fucking eat here? No. So go fuck yourself.
But I came in and got some shitty food. I'm calling to talk to the prick ass chef. What is he, Mexican? What's the real deal? What's going on?
Are you done? If you got something to fucking say, then fucking say it.
And
if you're going to sit there and talk fucking shit, then talk fucking shit, because I'm going to hang up the fucking phone.
Yo, you're talking fucking
so
shit.
So you got something to fucking say? You didn't fucking think so.
I'm Italian. I'm angry.
And?
How much you weigh?
Does it fucking matter?
You're fat.
Yeah, and you have a small dick. What's your fucking point?
You got diabetes in your family?
No, I don't. Are you fucking done?
That's not what I hear. I heard you're going to get
diabetes.
That's
not what I fucking hear. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you think. You're just a fucking loser that gets off talking shit to somebody you don't even fucking know.
Let me talk to the chef. I asked you that question, who's the chef, and you still haven't answered me. I think you had a lobotomy or something. Stupid.
Are you done?
Can I speak to the other people?
You know, I can give a fuck.
You've already insulted me on the phone, sir. I mean,
I don't give a fuck, dude.
How dare you insult me?
I don't give a shit. Are you done?
You're sick.
Are you done talking to me?
No, not yet, no. I command
okay,
you.
Go ahead.
I command you to hang up the phone.
You command me?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm Valente.
Nobody.
I'm Valente.
That's what I fucking thought.
I'm Valente, buddy. Valente.
I don't give a shit who you are.
I don't give a fuck about you. I told you,
you
want to talk to...
You didn't want this closed down?
Let me talk to the chef.
Aren't they no longer? Aren't they gone? Didn't they fucking close?
No, no, they didn't close us down. We just moved.
Oh, well, why don't you eat their fucking... So go eat your own fucking sauce.
We make good sauce. We make good sauce, but you...
Well, then fucking why are you calling me?
Because your shit sucks and you knocked us out of town.
So go fuck yourself.
You first. I told you he'd hang up first, motherfucker.
I thought I wasn't going to be able to ring him in. Finally got him hooked there for a while. Jeez, I was wondering if it was going to work. That was pretty good. I knew eventually something was going to stick to him. I want to hear that back. I want to see at what point I finally got him to bite. I got him to lose it. I think it's what I said. He's so stupid he didn't know how to answer questions. That's when he got like... Only got a little too close to that Italian ego of his. Bar. They have a live webcam up in the mug. I'm in the mood for something with vinegar in it. Tuck? Why don't you get your old lady over here with a douche? Thank you. Taking a look at this video.
It wasn't very nice. It was actually rather mean.
I'm sorry. Milkman's not here, and you know. We're looking at American Bar. They're in Nevada. There's a chunky girl behind the bar over there. A woman answered 11:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's give a call to Harry's American Bar. Thank you.
Brooke.
Hey, Big Brooke. How you doing, girl?
Really good. Thanks.
Awesome, Big Girl. Hey, American Bar?
Uh-huh.
Nevada?
Mm-hmm.
Woman answered there about 5 minutes ago.
I must not have been able to hear the phone over the music.
Why didn't anybody answer the phone? I called for 5 minutes, and I called once, and someone hung up on me, and I heard bad words. Someone was saying bad words.
Oh, you must have called the wrong number then.
No, this is American Bar. Someone was saying bad words in the back.
Oh, I have no idea. In fact, that's totally impossible.
Are you in the toilet right now?
Called the wrong number.
Ew, you're in the toilet.
Who is this?
Are you taking a shit in the toilet? What are you doing? Are you doing
Who
business?
Is this?
Are you doing your business in the toilet?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay, I hear it. Put the phone down there. Let me hear you. Put the phone down there. Let me hear
you
tinkle.
I
want to hear you tinkle.
What can I do for you?
You can let me hear you tinkle.
Hey, you. Is there anything else I can get for you?
Yeah, you can put an order in for me.
Anyone you need to talk to, or
can
what's
I talk,
the deal, man?
Let me talk to a man, please.
Have a wonderful evening.
No. Whatever.
I didn't like her from the beginning. She's a woman, that's why. That's why I didn't like her that
much.
Shut up. Shut up. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, yes, this is Vagina Jones. How are you?
Janet Jones?
Vagina Jones.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes, fine, thank you.
Okay, I need to make a reservation. I need to make a computer reservation, damn you. Stupid.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Now, when would you like to dine with us?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible?
Will you have women rub me when I eat my food? I would like a woman to come and give me a massage.
I'm sorry, could you speak slowly, sir?
I want woman give me massage while I eat.
Massage?
Mm-hmm.
This is New York Grill?
Yeah, I came into I went to the New York Grill, and this woman was giving me a massage, you know, my private parts, while I was eating the food.
I'm sorry, just a moment, sir.
What's your name?
This is Adachi speaking.
Who? Adachi?
Adachi.
Adachi?
Hi.
You like oral sex?
I'm sorry, sir.
You know, you like that?
Just a moment, sir.
No, I can do it now. It's cool. I'll be right over. All right, let's talk oral sex in Japan.
Just a moment, sir. I will change manager.
You're going to change managers now, the night shift?
Hmm?
Who's coming in?
Just a moment, sir.
I need to speak to Sakura-san.
Hmm?
Sakura-san?
Sakura?
Sakura-san.
Sakura-san?
Mm-hmm. Miyamoto-san?
Miyamoto-san?
Morimoto-san.
Morimoto-san?
Yes. Any of them there? Ching Chong-san?
Aoyagi-san?
Ching Chong-san.
Mm-hmm.
Ching Chong-san.
Ching Chong-san? Mr.?
Mr. Ching Chong-san.
Mr. Ching Chong-san?
Yes.
May I have your name, please, again? I'm sorry.
This is Larry Leland.
Could you spell for me?
L-A-R-R-Y.
L-A-R?
Mm-hmm. R-Y.
R-Y?
Right. L.
L.
A.
A.
E.
E.
O.
O.
B.
V.
V.
V for British.
Uh-huh. V like vagina.
Mm-hmm. B.
L.
L.
X.
X.
Yeah.
Mr. Lally.
Yes, that's me. That's me. Can you put the manager on the phone, please? Because this is just too much for me, sweetie. All right, go run along. If I was there, I'd slap you in the ass and tell you to go. Run along. Go run along. Go. Yeah.
Just a moment.
Yeah, yeah. Go. I would spank her in the ass on her way up. Wish this place had a webcam.
Thank you for waiting, Miss Alari.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good, sir.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Very good.
No, my name.
Mr. Ravi?
That's not me. Do you have the right line?
Yes, sir.
Who do you have there?
I heard from Mr. Lally.
Mr. Lally?
Yes, sir.
No, that's not Mr. Lally. Oh, okay. Maybe you've pronounced it funny. Listen, I was over there recently, and I met a girl. We had oral sex, and I was wanting her to, be like, serve me there and give me a massage while I eat the food.
Do I eat food, sir?
Yeah, but I want the massage again like last time.
Uh-huh. So you had the dinner, you will have dinner here.
Uh-huh.
And after that?
Massage.
We massage. Oh, yeah. Pardon me, sir. Are you staying with us, sir?
No, no.
Uh-huh. I will check the availability, sir.
No, no, there's a cute girl there. I like a cute girl. Make a massage while I eat at the same time.
Oh, okay. We don't have that kind of massage, sir.
Do you have banana show?
No, sir.
No? Meat show?
Yes. No, sir.
You have banana?
No.
Do you have zucchini?
No, sir.
Sausage?
No, sir.
Hot dog?
Sorry?
Hot dog.
I don't know, sir.
Just tell me that I just want to get a massage while I eat my food. I think it's possible. You have a secret room there, like the back room, the champagne room?
No, we don't, sir.
You have champagne?
No.
You have water?
Yes, we do, sir.
Can we go to the water room?
No, we don't have that kind of that room, sir.
They have a toilet.
The restaurant.
What about the toilet?
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir.
Well, you don't have a toilet there?
No, sir.
How do I go to the toilet if I'm there to wash my hands and make a toilet?
It's not the same for us, sir.
Do you not? So what do you have to do when you go to the toilet? How do you make toilet there?
Sir, I will change to my manager, sir. Just one piece, sir.
Why are you changing me to another manager?
Maybe I can't speak to you, sir.
Make toilet. Go make toilet, okay. All right, good. This is going to go make a toilet. Some loser sending in the Sebel Trinity Wharf in New Zealand. A guy answered sounded like his name was Dird. Oh, man. His name is Turd.
You gotta go over that.
We gotta call New Zealand, fucker. Alright, breaking news here, everybody. We have a voicemail. Let's see. Sure, let's play this.
Good afternoon. My name is Ernie. I'm calling you from Reno, Nevada. Your telephone is being used for some really disgusting telephone calls. I received one in my place of business just today, a few minutes ago, and it is about almost 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Give me a call. 571-1552. Spanish accent.
Good afternoon, this is George speaking.
Yes, hello, George. This is George.
This is George.
George, listen, I have an issue here. I was speaking to the woman there. She's refusing me service.
I apologize for that.
Where do I make
what can I do for you?
How do I make a toilet there? Where do you make a toilet?
A toilet?
Yes. I need to make a toilet there, and no one tells me where to go make a toilet. Why?
Where are you exactly now?
I was in the restaurant and I wanted to make a toilet when I come in. When I come to the restaurant, listen, stupid. I want to make a toilet inside in the restaurant when I come in. I need to have the toilet so I can wash my hands and use toilet before I eat. And this people says that they don't have toilet there. Is that true or no?
No, this is not true.
Listen. I actually have right here a lie detector test. I'm going to run it right now. And see if there's a toilet there or not. Because this lady said that there's no toilet there. So you tell me, is she guilty or not guilty?
I apologize for that. So can I just see you upstairs? Are you still at the restaurant?
You're lying. It says you don't apologize for real. So you're not apologetic.
No, I...
Hang on, say it again. Okay, I'll ask you. Are you sorry that the woman refused me service? Yes or no?
I am definitely sorry for that, yeah. Can I?
No.
Can I?
No, you're lying. You're lying. I need your papers and your ID right now.
All right. Can I have your name, please?
Where are you from? You're not even Japanese. Are you French?
No, I'm Swiss.
Oh, God. Disgusting. Disgusting Swiss. Cowardly Swiss people. Perverted. Are you a pervert, yes or no?
I can do for you, sir.
Are you a pervert, yes or no?
Is there anything I can do for you, sir?
Answer my question, yes or no?
Can I just go back to the topic?
Yes.
I understand you feel offended right now because of what happened.
But they refused me toilet. They refused the toilet to me.
I apologize. That was a misunderstanding.
Well, you called me a dickhead about a year ago. You called me a dickhead.
Are you in the restaurant around, or can I do something for you?
Well, I was there. I was planning on going there tonight, but there's no place to make a toilet, and you call me a bad word. You call me bad words. You said bad words to me.
I apologize for what happened. If there's anything I can do for you, please let me know.
No, it says you're lying here, that you're done apologizing. Sir, you're lying. You're guilty. That's it. I find you. How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty? How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty? Say it now. You cowardly Swiss.
Sir.
Swiss coward. Say it. Guilty or not guilty?
If there's anything I can do for you, please let me know.
Say guilty or say not guilty now. If you do this, I will leave you alone. Say guilty or say not guilty. Do it now. And I will let this cup pass.
That's all right.
You can let this end. Listen, Jose. This can all end right now. You can end it right now if you say guilty or not guilty.
I'm not going to answer your question. This is a restaurant and a bar, and you called us up because you have a request. I'm the manager of this place. I'm here to help you and to assist you and to solve all the problems that apparently happened.
To be an asshole.
So this is my responsibility and my job.
To
and
be an asshole.
If there's anything I can do for you, this is why I'm here.
Tell me where the toilet is. Where do I make a toilet?
When you come up, you just turn to your right.
Mm-hmm.
And then to your right again.
Is it clean?
There are the restrooms.
You're going to clean the restroom for me? Yourself. I want you to clean it.
Okay.
No, I want to see you. I want you. If you're so sorry, if you're so apologetic, why don't you? I want to see you come in, and I want you to use clean the toilet yourself and tell me I'm sorry that this happened. I cleaned the toilet just for you. We'll get one of those Japanese women to do it.
I would like to end this conversation right now.
No, clean the toilet.
You have my name. You have my name. If there's anything I can do for you, please let me know.
I want you to hang up and clean the toilet right now for me, please. Thank you. I'm coming in. I want the toilet to be spotless when I come in.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you for cleaning the toilet.
And David called me a dickhead. I remember when he did. I have it right here on tape. Matter of fact, let's listen to that. Anyway, let's hear that voicemail again.
Good afternoon. My name is Ernie. I'm calling you from Reno, Nevada. Your telephone is being used for some really disgusting telephone calls. I received one in my place of business just today, a few minutes ago, and it is about almost 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Give me a call. Somebody with a accent is calling, using your phone to make disgusting calls. Bye.
He's saying someone with a Spanish accent is calling using your phone to make disgusting calls. I don't have a Spanish accent, you fuck. Let's see, let's go back. You got to love Google Voice. I can get to it. Hang on. Someone with a Spanish accent is calling using your phone to make disgusting calls, he says. I guess it was. I was being Hispanic. Joshua in the house. What's up, Joshua? One of the apostles checking in. It was an honor. All right. I'm going to take a whiz. I'm going to play this right back. All right. Sorry. I had to finish my piece of chicken. But I'm back. So as you can see, we've called that place in Japan quite a bit. A few times now. All right, we're going to give a call here to New Zealand. A woman answers, speaking very loudly, asking how she could help. Well, we'll go down to that.
Welcome to Hotel Auckland. Speaking with Christine. How
First of all, you can lower your voice a little bit because I don't like being yelled at on the phone when I haven't even talked to you and you don't even know who I am. What a little fucking cunt. I'll call it back.
Welcome to Cynic. Speaking with Christine, how may I help?
Apologize right now, please. She doesn't want to play. I'll get her later when she's calm.
Sri Intan, Malaysian and Vietnamese cuisine. They're in New Zealand also. Got their phone number here. I will put the phone number into my phone. Thank you.
Football season starting this weekend. I'm sure Tuck's excited about that. We never got to start that fantasy football league we always talked about here. Fucker. You didn't even answer the phone.
Hello?
Who the hell answered
that?
Who's the asshole who just tried to hang up the phone?
Hello?
Someone just tried to hang up the phone over there. Who is this?
Oh, well, did you just call this number?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I'm calling to make an order machine. Who is this? Who the hell are you?
Oh, because I was on the phone and it was an incoming call.
Okay, and I was on the phone.
Who are you?
I'm calling from the Malaysian and Vietnamese administration.
Uh-huh.
In the United States of America. Okay.
Well, can I help you? What can I do for you?
We're listening to your conversation and you caught me with my pants down.
No. Were you calling me just now?
No, I was...
I think there must be a cross line somewhere.
No. I was listening to your conversation on purpose. I was monitoring the call. Because you were speaking a different... You know, you were doing something else, and I was calling to snoop on you to get information about you.
Why do you want to do that for?
Well, because you might be a threat.
Oh, come on. Don't give me that shit.
Okay, nice.
Well, that's what a New Zealandish Vietnamese person sounds like. Call her back.
Be nice, Nunu. That is one of our pranks about the car. What is that called?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Some woman over there said shit to me. Who was that?
What is it that you want, sir?
I wanted to make an order, but why do you put women on the phone to take orders and say bad words to men?
No. There was a cross line. It's not misunderstood. Can I help you?
Yes, I want an apology from her first. I'm going to report you to Bob Morton and the News Solver.
Oh, you wanted to buy something?
Yeah, but she made a bad word, so she needs to apologize first on the phone right now.
Hang on a minute.
Okay. Oh, she's in trouble. He's cursing her out. I'm looking for the call now, piss jug.
Hello?
I want you to apologize.
Hello?
I want you to apologize right now for the bad word you said to me on the phone.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay?
What are you sorry? Explain.
Okay, I'm really sorry.
Because you're a bad person?
No, because it was just a misunderstanding. Because I stopped a phone call. I cut my phone short to take up the incoming call.
Uh-huh. Well,
and when I got your call, you say, oh, I'm listening to your conversation and you might be a threat to blah, 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 blah. I mean, I thought this might be a scam, you know?
No, I was upset because you picked up the phone. You were very rude to me and mean. And you said bad words.
I said hello, there was no answer. And when you came on and you were talking, I said, well, who's this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so...
It's just a misunderstanding.
Okay, so you're sorry, then? Are you in trouble with your husband?
Yes.
You're in trouble with your husband?
No.
Is he going to hurt you?
Well, that's nothing to do with... this is out of the whole thing, all right?
Oh.
I apologize. That's what you wanted, okay?
Yeah, now put him back so I can do
all
the
right.
order. He's going to take my order.
Okay.
Put him back.
Yeah, I asked my husband to take your order, okay?
Thank you, okay.
Yep, okay, here I am.
Listen, don't you dare do anything to that woman. Did you hit her because of what she did?
No. She was on the line with someone else talking Cantonese.
Uh-huh.
And then an incoming call, she cut off her phone call with her friend who got your call. But in the meantime, you must have heard that conversation in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you assume there's some cross line, somebody, you know. And from there, the misunderstanding grew and got worse.
But did you yell at her right now in Cantonese? Did you say...
Yeah, I gave her a piece of my mind.
Why, though? Why are you so mean to her? She's your...
You know, bad PR.
Bad woman.
No, but bad PR. Eh?
Oh, bad PR.
Unintended.
Yeah. Is she good in the bed?
Nah, no, don't talk like that, please.
No, I like her. Does she taste good? Like strawberries?
Okay, what is it that do you want to make a serious order or you just want to talk trash with me?
Hey, asshole, listen, go take my order, please.
Okay.
Okay, I want one chicken thai mein.
Eh?
Chicken thai mein.
Chicken curry noodle.
Yeah.
S9N?
Uh-huh, and you have Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi there?
Eh?
You have Diet Coke
S9
or Diet...
chicken?
Huh?
Anything else?
Oh, no, I think that's it.
Chicken noodle,
uh-huh.
S9, eh?
Yeah, ni hao ma.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
And may I have your number, please?
It's 407.
407.
459.
459.
4534.
4534.
Right.
4-7-4-5-9-4-5-3-4. Your name, please?
This is Valente.
Eh?
Valente.
Valente, okay.
And you do delivery?
No, we don't deliver. You come and collect.
Okay.
Huh? About 20 minutes?
Well, no, I'm in I'm in Washington, D.C., the United States right now.
Oh, fuck you, man. You're playing the fool again.
Yeah, pretty much.
This time is my turn.
Uh-huh.
Don't do all these things.
This time you're an asshole, aren't you? That's what you get. That's what you get for yelling at your wife.
That was good. He gave it to his wife. She was all like, okay. They're very subservient. Wouldn't it be hot, Tuck, to have a girl like that, you know? Nice Chinese girl. She gets out of line. You tell her a few things. She's like, okay, all right. She's probably bowing her head. She's probably sweeping the floor right now, all happy, smiling on her face. He's like, I gave her a piece of my mind. All right, that was cool. All right. Let's call the guy whose name sounded like turd. Wharf in Tauranga. Tauranga, New Zealand.
Good afternoon, reception.
Well, actually, we're going to play this first for Piss Jug.
Okay.
Yes, hi. I was calling interested in that deal on the tires. Apparently, if I come in and you guys have a deal on tires, if I spend the night.
On tires?
And I was just listening right now. I was on hold, and it said to come in and you get free tires.
No, it's a radio ad.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm calling.
Yeah, radio.
It said that I was the number three caller, so I accept it. That's fine.
So we're a hotel.
Okay, yeah, but it said there was this.
Listening while you're on hold would have been a local radio station with an ad.
I don't understand. All I know is that I was on hold, and it said, you're the third caller. You win free set of tires from Think Pink Tires or something.
Okay, well, when you're put on hold, this, what you're listening to is a radio station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it said that I won.
Yes, but not with us.
Well, who?
Well, didn't you say Pink Radio?
Not, I don't know. I didn't have a chance to copy it down. It was on the radio. I don't know. Could you please connect me?
No, I can't.
I don't know. Your system told me that I won free tires for calling in, being the third person to call in. So I'm calling to, I would like my tires, please.
Look, I'm sorry. What you're listening to is a radio station.
And it offered, and it said I was the third caller, and I got a free set of tires for my car machine. So I think.
Yes, and that's on with.
But are you denying?
Radio station.
Are you denying that the telephone told me this? Because the telephone just talked to me and said I was a winner.
Sorry, who's speaking?
This is Valente. I'm from Chicago, okay. Illinois.
Okay, just a moment. I'll pop you through to our general manager. Won't be a moment.
Get popping.
I wouldn't go anywhere without my Strauss hard drops.
I'm speaking.
Hey, buddy, I just heard an offer when I was on hold that said I was the third caller and that I won some kind of prize, and this woman is refusing to give me the prize money.
Shoofy?
I was just on hold, and the phone told me that I was the third caller and I won a prize. And I'm wanting to claim the prize before I, you know, check in, and she's refusing to, you know, accept my order.
The bit on the thing is the radio program.
Well, whatever it was, your phone told me that I had a prize to claim, so I'm claiming the prize. Whatever it is, I would like it.
Well, as I said to you, the thing you heard is a radio program.
And the thing it told me was that I got a free set of tires.
Yeah. So you have to be by the radio station.
I'm calling in now to accept it in the hotel. I called the hotel to make a reservation for spaces, and you people told me that I was going to get free tires, and now you're refusing it. I don't think that's fair.
No, it's a radio program that told you.
Then maybe you shouldn't have the radio program on there if they're going to lie. If you people lie.
Sorry, sir. What can I do for you?
I want my tires.
We didn't offer a prize.
You no, wait a minute now. Are you just calling saying that I didn't get here on the phone now when I was on hold that I won a prize?
I don't know what you heard. As I said, the program we have on the telephone has background and basically waiting music, which is directly tuned in to a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever comes on is actually what the radio station has to offer.
Can you roll?
So if a radio
pull the tape. You'll hear what it said. I know you folks monitor your calls. Pull the tape, and then you'll see what
I mean.
No,
we don't. It's not a tape.
Who was talking to me on the phone that said I won a prize? That's who I need to talk to right now. He's obviously the person who's in charge there. I don't know who
that's,
you are.
That's the radio station.
I don't need
I
to...
I can find out which radio station it is.
Are you the janitor? Who's the manager there?
You're talking to him.
You don't sound like much of a manager to me. You're refusing service.
Sorry, sir. I mean, we can go around the bend on this one for hours. No, we're not refusing service.
I can come and get my tires in about 10 minutes.
Well... We don't have any tires for you here.
Do you have a car?
It's the radio station.
Do you have a car?
Ah, sir, please.
Give me your tires.
This conversation doesn't take us anywhere.
You're going to give me your four tires, goddammit, or I'm going to sue you.
Well, feel free to do that. I mean, you must be American.
Either you're going to give me your tires nice and peacefully, I'm going to take them by force. And that's just the bottom line. So what's it going to be?
Well, you can try to take my tires, but it doesn't really make much of a difference. I mean, as I said, it's a radio program you listen to, and sorry.
Well, I don't know. The man on the phone said, hey, you congratulations. You're the third caller. You get a free set of tires. Hold the line, and they will give you your tires in a second. And then the woman said, hey, blah, blah, blah. She said, no tires.
That's exactly what she sounded like.
Calling the wharf in New Zealand. Wharf. Lieutenant Commander Wharf.
Welcome to the Cebu Tube.
Lieutenant Commander Wharf.
Sorry, what was that?
Yes, hi. I'd like to make an order machine, please.
What, sorry?
Order machine, please.
Order machine?
Yes, I'm calling from the United States Embassy.
Okay, hang on one second.
Stupid.
Sorry, what was it you were needing? Machine.
I called there earlier. A guy answered, sounded like he said his name was Turd, 11:50 p.m.
11:50?
Well, it was okay. about 30 minutes ago, so I'm calling from somewhere else.
All right. Did they ask you to ring back, did they?
The guy said, he said a bad word on the phone. What's your name?
Brad.
Who's Turd?
We have no one by that name.
Some guy said his name was Turd.
No one here by that name.
Anybody with a name like that? Bird? Word? Who's Turd? I want to talk to Turd.
There's no one with that name.
Can you ask, see if there's anybody there now whose name is Turd?
There is no one by that name at this hotel.
There are no customers there?
No one.
So what do you do there then?
I'm receptionist.
You're a receptionist?
Yes.
Are you female or male?
Male. Why?
Then you're a receptionist?
Yes.
Isn't that usually for women?
Yes. What would you like?
I want an order machine.
We don't do that here.
You don't do it?
No clue what that is.
A reservation machine? Computer reservation machine?
I can transfer you to the reservations if you like.
What do you do there then?
You want to make a booking? Do you want to make a booking?
I need someone to come clean the toilet and give me some new towels.
Okay, so I'm sorry about that, but you... Sorry.
Sorry for what?
Did you need anything?
I need a clean toilet and clean towels.
Are you staying in the hotel?
Well, I will be. But can you deliver the clean toilet and clean towels?
Sorry, sir, but... Is this a joke? Because I...
I want to make reservations, but I want to make sure they have clean towels and a clean toilet.
They do. They will. They will when you arrive.
I'm sorry, what? What did you say?
Okay, is there anything else you need?
No, wait, what did you say?
They will be clean and you have fresh towels if you arrive to the hotel.
No, you said the ass word. What did you say? You said a bad word?
No, sir. I haven't said anything, sir.
No, I need to make a reservation, please.
Okay, I'll put you through now.
What's your name, Brian? Yeah.
Please hold while I transfer your call.
Fuck you. Music sucks.
That was nice.
Thank you for calling Hotels and Resorts.
Fuck you.
Your call may be recorded to enable continual improvement in the services we provide.
Fuck you.
Thank you for calling
the Hotels
Resort.
Hello. God damn it.
My name is Gina. How may I assist you?
Regina, yes. I need to make an order for reservation machine, please.
Yes, absolutely. And what? Which property in?
Listen. First of all, I was just talking to a man there, and he was a receptionist, a male receptionist. And he said that the ass that was going to be clean. He said to me, and I want to make a complaint right now before. That he said the ass was going to be clean. That's what he told me. The man that I was talking to, the male nurse, the male reservationist, that was there.
Okay. Did he call up on this number and spoke to that man?
Yeah, I called the main reception. I called the place and the receptionist. He's a male receptionist, and he said the ass is going to be clean. The ass. And he told me the ass. He called me an ass or my ass and this and that. I don't need that. I don't need this thing. I'm calling to make a computer reservation.
So you're wanting to make a reservation. I'm happy to make the reservation for you.
Yeah, but I'm going to have clean towels and a clean toilet.
Well, you will certainly have clean towels and clean toilets. We will certainly organize that for you.
How many toilets? I mean, how many towels?
Well, it depends on how many guests you will put into the room. We do calculate that after how many people are in the room.
It's just going to be by myself. I mean, I might bring a lady later. Why do you keep talking, really?
Hello?
While I'm talking, why do you keep talking over me?
Would you like to speak to my manager, sorry?
What's the name, sorry? Yeah, go put sorry on the phone.
I'm more than willing to help you out of here, but...
Well, put down a reservation then. What are we sitting here for?
I need you to respond to what I'm saying as well.
Okay, I said I want towels, and you don't even answer my questions. This is horrible service here.
I'm certainly trying to help you the best that I can.
So put that on your computer, one reservation.
Okay, and which property would you like to stay at, sir?
At the wharf.
Which wharf? Sorry, I have 3 properties in New Zealand.
No, this is the wharf, it says here. It's called the wharf, is what the people told me. Go to the wharf. Call this number, call the wharf. Stay in the wharf.
Which property on the wharf?
I don't know. I'm not from here. I'm from the United States. They just said I had to stay in the wharf.
Yeah, okay, but we had 3 properties. Is this in Auckland or is it in Tauranga?
It's in the wharf. It says the wharf here.
Property. Are you wanting to go to Auckland or are you wanting to go to Tauranga?
New Zealand.
Yeah, those are 2 cities in New Zealand.
No, but I'm going to New Zealand. This place called is New Zealand. I think I'm flying there. I'm not going to Tauranga or whatever. It's New Zealand. It says here.
You're going. Yeah, but New Zealand is a country, and we have 2 cities in there where we have properties on the wall.
It's a country?
One is in Tauranga and one is in Auckland.
It's a country?
Yes, it is.
Get the fuck out of here. What? They speak English?
New Zealand is a country.
Really?
Yes, they do.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah? What's your GDP like?
Sorry, what is the GDP?
The gross domestic product?
I'm not too sure, sir.
Can you find out for me?
Unfortunately, I only do reservation.
God. Just transfer me to the concierge at the wharf, please.
Which hotel, sorry, sir?
The wharf.
Yeah, which hotel? I have 3 properties down at the wharf. One is in Tauranga. 2 of them is in Auckland.
Give me the first one. Not the one in us. No, I don't need the one in what?
In Auckland, which is the...
No, I don't need to stay in Ireland. I'm not going to Ireland. I'm going to New Zealand. That's the first one. And where's Tauranga at?
Tauranga is down south in Auckland. Oh, sorry, in New Zealand.
No, I'm not going to Auckland. I'm not going to California.
You're not going to Auckland?
No.
Would you like to make a reservation, sir? Sorry.
Well, I need to speak to the concierge, please.
Well, I'm the one that makes reservations, so you need to speak to me.
No, wait a minute. I need to speak to the concierge before I do this.
And what do you have to ask the concierge?
The GDP of New Zealand.
You can Google the GDP in New Zealand.
What do you mean I can Google? Where are you that I can? Were you telling me what I can and can't do? I want to talk to the concierge. It's my right. I'm staying there. I'm a guest. I have the right to speak to the concierge. Who do you think you are? What do you do?
But
why don't you Google it for me then?
Are you staying?
So lazy.
Sorry, I'm not here to Google anything for you, sir. I'm here to make a reservation for you, and happy to help you with doing that.
Give me your GDP right now.
Sorry, sir. I'm not here to find out the GDP for.
Okay, well, then transfer me to the concierge. So transfer me to the stupid concierge already. The stupid idiot over there is probably eating graham crackers and drooling on himself. Put him on.
Sorry, sir, I'm not actually a switchboard either, so you would have to call through to the hotel.
Well, you're answering the phone, aren't you? Are you answering the phone?
Well, I am doing the reservation, so if you want to speak to the concierge, you can call the number again and then try to speak to the concierge.
No, this is my last quarter. I don't have any more money to put in the phone machine.
Terribly sorry, but I'm not a switchboard, so I can't transfer you, sir.
All right, so how about I give you the reservation and then you transfer me? Will you do that?
Okay, so which hotel would you like to stay at?
At the Wharf in Tarango. Is there a concierge there? Is there a concierge there?
We have concierge at the hotel.
Okay, good. Yes, put them on then. Put them on. Put me down for that place. But you're gonna transfer me. Transfer me to the concierge, right? Before we're done.
No, I'm gonna. I'm happy to make the reservation for you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can call the hotel itself.
No, you transfer me to the concierge when we're done with the reservation, and that's it. You do what I say. I'm the customer. I'm the customer. You do what I say right now, and I'm a man. You hear me? Huh?
Sorry, so are you being sexist to me?
No, you respect me, woman. I'm a man. Huh? I'll give you a nice spanking. You listen here.
Just give me one moment.
You're going to take this order, you're going to transfer my call, like I said. Huh? That'll be trouble.
Sorry, sir. If you say stuff like that, it's not acceptable here.
No more lip out of you, little missy.
Sorry, sir. Would you like me to transfer you through to the my supervisor?
What's the suit? Is it a man?
No, it's not a man.
Ugh. Is there a man that I can talk to?
Sorry, sir.
Are there any men working there?
Yeah, bear me one moment. Yeah, it is. Just bear me one moment.
It better be.
Steven is available.
It better be. It better be a man.
One moment, then.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Won't be a moment. Yeah.
Hurry up already. Do it. Jesus.
Hey, go to sleep to John Tesh music.
Good afternoon. My name is Stephen. How can I assist you?
I specifically said I wanted to speak to a man.
That's right. I'm a man if you want to speak to me.
Excuse me?
How can I help you today?
What's with your voice?
Sorry,
What's
with my voice?
I don't know. It sounds a little effeminate. Can you please transmit over to the concierge?
At the actual hotel?
Well, of course, you twit. Yes. No, the concierge at the call center. Do you have a concierge there where you work?
You do not have to take that kind of tone. I will put you through to the hotel directly, but I do require which hotel you need to be transferred to.
The Wharf.
So I'll put you through to the Siebel Suites, Auckland.
No, I don't want to go to Auckland. I'm going to New Zealand, sir.
New Zealand is the country. Now, which city would you like to go to, is the question, I suppose.
The Wharf. I'm not going to Auckland. I'm going to New Zealand. I need the Wharf in New Zealand.
Is that the Siebel Trinity Wharf Hotel?
Yes, that's the one for the 50th. And why wouldn't that woman transfer my call to the concierge before?
I don't know. Maybe she was trying to work out which hotel it was.
Maybe she's trying to get my money from me like every other woman. Go ahead and put me through to the right people, please. Do it now.
Okay, just one moment.
Pillock. This is like the longest lasting call we've done in a while. We just transferred back and forth. Nina wants a bra size. Good idea. Take your pants off in the hotel.
Don't steal our towels.
Don't steal our towels. Check out our continental breakfast. We got OJ fish squeeze.
Shampoo, it's free.
Why is MST3 quite using... Not... Is MSC3 cleaning out a cursor? Bitch.
What do you mean?
I don't know. He censored himself in the chat room. Alright, I'm gonna call myself these fucks.
Alright, we'll call them back. It's getting late too. We gotta call some UK shits for New Year.
Because too many fucks desensitizes the word.
I guess so.
Dwarf Town Gate, Brad speaking.
Hey, Wanker, how you doing, Brad? I had to hang up on those other people and call back. Can I speak to the concierge, please? Hello? This fucker.
Don't do sleep.
Hang up the phone already. I am falling asleep, actually. I'm getting tired. Got a few new numbers in New Zealand. I did want to call this some England numbers here for Nunu. We're going to call Betty. Give her a call, see how the old gal's doing.
Who's that?
Yeah, Betty.
Who's that?
She's on BBC Two.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, love. How are you? Hello?
Who is this?
Hello, this is Bob Morton. I'm calling from BBC Two. Tell me now, what is your GDP and your bra size? I would like to know this.
Please get off the phone.
Shut up, stupid woman. This is being mean to them now. I'm tired of this bullshit. I'm going to call them all. I don't care. I'm going to go through this whole list, lonesome loser. Don't worry about it, man. I'm going to get them all. We got quite a few of them here. Janetta, give her a call. Hey, look at these balls. How you doing? This is Porter. Miss Porter? Of course she could. Fucking me. Fuck me. Fuck me.
Hello?
Yes, speak to Coleman, please.
Who is that calling?
This is Valente. May I speak with Coleman, please?
Look. It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I don't appreciate calls at that time in the morning.
It's 11 o'clock at night over here where I am. Is this...
Well, it isn't here.
Where
so
are
just
you?
Put your phone down and do not ring again.
Listen, woman, to me right now what I'm telling you to do...
Don't you call me woman.
Listen, woman. You'd listen to me right now and you'd be a good little woman there and you answer my questions, you understand? Listen, hussy. What is your bra size and your GDP? Tell me this now.
I will not...
What's your bra size? All right, cool. All right, let's call it.
Well, she will not.
She will not. I will not.
I'm going to call out. All righty.
I will not.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Love? Low? Was low?
Yes, yes.
Hey, Big Low, how you doing?
Fine.
Good. I'm sorry if I woke you up. I need your GDP and your bra size right now.
Pardon?
I need to know what your bra size is, please.
Why?
Because I'm curious of what your bra size is, how big your breasts are.
I'm sorry.
Are they B, C, what do you like?
D.
D? Double or single D?
D.
What's the number?
36.
That's pretty nice. You got a nice little waist on you?
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to answer anymore.
But you got nice titties, though, right? The 36D? That's nice. As you told me. Okay, cool. Nindu says no, GDP then bra size.
Whoops, sorry, I fucked it up. My bad. Howard Manchester. Home of the nicest people in the world. They're always so nice to us. Let's see if we get cursed out like usual here.
Hello?
calls right.
Hello, how are you? Is it Weaver?
What do you want?
I need to know your wife's bra size, please.
Piss off.
Fuck you. I should have asked for the GDP first. My bad, Nunu. I got one left. That way, I just pissed off like an asshole.
What are you calling GDP?
GDP, he was still on the line. Fuck, I could have kept talking to him.
I can't believe I actually got a bra size. A good one at that, right? 36D, it's not bad. I'll take it. Nice big floppers. Looks like you like him, Tuck. I know, I like him like that too. Nice big floppers. Show your floppers. Show your floppers. Show your floppers. Talk about the new CD, remind me.
6494.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What?
6428. Hello?
You called the wrong number.
Is it 6494?
It is.
This is 6428, how are you doing?
Who the hell are you?
Copying, what's your current status, 6494, over.
Listen, who are you?
This is 6482, and I'm asking for your status, 6494, do you copy, what's your 1012, thank you.
Would you get off the phone? It's only 20 past 7 in the morning in Britain.
What's the big fucking deal? It's Friday, dude. Pick up the UK.
We're the ones that got it down properly.
6184.
6257, what's your status? Over.
Wait. This is a private house in Scotland.
It's a house in Scotland. Can you say freedom for me, please? Freedom! Say it. Say it. I command you, I'm American. Say freedom.
Listen.
Just say freedom, asshole. Please, just do it for me. You gotta bust my load. Say freedom. Oh, fuck, I wanted him to say freedom.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Hello?
Yes, hi, 6494, is this...
It's who, yeah?
6494, come in, what's your choppy, 1020, over.
Hello?
Yes, hi, 6494, what copy your 1020, over. This is...
It is, yeah.
Okay, good, good. I need to know the GDP, please.
The GDP, what's that?
The gross domestic product.
I don't know what you're going on about.
I need the GDP of the United Kingdom, please.
The GDP? 161, isn't it?
I have a paper due tomorrow morning in class, and I need to know what the GDP is in England, and I can't find it on Google, so I thought I'd give you a call and ask.
I don't know what it is myself.
Do you have any ideas? Is it like a few billion, or?
I don't know.
Is it in pounds or dollars, you think?
Pounds.
Pounds?
Yeah.
What can I put down? I'll put you down as a source. I don't know. What do you think? 5 pounds?
Yeah, 5 pounds.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty.
I don't know what it is called.
What's your bra size?
My bra size? I haven't got a clue.
You got D's? You got big floppers?
No, small.
No?
Yeah.
Do you
wrong with this time? Can you ring back later? Because I'm going to work now.
Where are you going? Where do you work at? Do you do milk?
You're too nosy. Mm-hmm. Not later. See ya.
You like go bowling? Like ice cream? All right. Big floppers.
Hello?
Big chickens.
Pardon?
Chickens.
Yes.
This is Valente. How you doing?
Pardon?
This is Valente. How you doing?
I don't know what you said.
This is Valente. My name is Valente. You have name? Higgins? You Higgins, me Valente. Okay. I'll try calling her back. She did sound hot pissed, Joe. Good point. Hey, yo, Crow. Hello. Miss.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I need to know what the gross domestic product, the GDP, is, please.
Pardon?
I have a paper due tomorrow morning. I need to know what the GDP of the UK is, please. I'm calling from the United States. I'm a college student. I have a paper due tomorrow.
When's he getting that call? What time is it over there? 6 o'clock in the morning? Some asshole calls you. I didn't find out this was GDP. Like, fuck you. I'm trying to sleep. No, 6 o'clock, I'm going to be sleeping still. Fuck. I think we're out of numbers. Yeah, I really like that 6494 call. It's a good one.
Good afternoon.
What's going on?
Not much. You call my fucking broad.
Your broad? Yeah, I called her.
Yeah, it's fucking...
Asked her bra size.
Snaggletooth fucking British broad.
What's going on, Reclude? I was about to cut the show off. Why'd you show up so late, man?
I was in the chat room the whole time.
Oh, you are? I don't know. Fuck that.
Yeah, I'm Vala.
Oh, yeah, you're Vala. That's my cousin. He'll be an asshole. I know who Vala is. That's... I got some numbers in New Zealand. So you've been listening to the show tonight, you said? What do you think? Not bad.
I got some good ones in there. That one with, man, you got some broads. I tell you what, them broads, you can wake them up at 5 a.m. They're calling you bra size. Man, yeah. We need to go over there.
Yeah, I know, really. Hang
them. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Fucking great country.
I mean, damn. Yeah, I know. It's like even the one that was pissed off at you, right?
Right.
I was like, God damn, them broads are wanting to fuck or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that last one was pretty hot, too. The one she's going to work. She sounded kind of cute.
Dude, send me her number. I'm just going to call her.
You're just going to call? I forgot.
I'm just going to call and say, hey, what's up, girl? I called you the other day. And, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, you ever get with that?
Where are they at? New Zealand?
No, these are in England. We're doing now.
Oh, that's close. So, yeah, New Zealand's fucking... other side of the world, right?
Yeah, it's a fucking, like the Pacific and shit, like, you know, out there. Fuck. I got a restaurant out
there. What do you do over there?
I got two numbers left. I got a restaurant out there. You want to give them a call?
Yeah, what time is it?
Over there? Good question. I don't know. I know it's tomorrow afternoon. I think it's like 2 p.m. tomorrow right now.
Huh.
As a matter of fact, that is what it is. So
about 12 hours.
Yeah, a Thai restaurant. How's shit with you, man? You going back to L.A. anytime soon? I heard they got fires over there and shit.
Yeah, I ain't going up to that fucking shit.
Fuck
no
that.
Way.
Fuck that.
Nah, I've just been working, dude. I've been making, like, tons of fucking hip-hop.
Really?
Like, you gotta send it to you. It's, like, crazy-ass, like, fucking real sinister shit. But it's not like the gay-ass 808 bullshit. I can't stand that stuff.
That bass shit.
But it's like more club tracks. It's fucking some good shit, though.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that's about it. That and fucking, I don't know, just doing what I usually do.
You hear Reckless? You hear KDK has cancer?
Oh no! Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what he said at least. I don't know if we got confirmation on that, but that's what we heard.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Oh, okay.
What the hell is that? That guy's got a curse on him or something.
He's got something. Even his whole face is
cursed. Dude, that's really bad. He's got, like, this curse, like this fucking life curse on him or something. I don't know what it is. I feel bad, though, to be honest.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, let's call this, I'm going to call the Thai restaurant. You ready?
Thai restaurant in...
New Zealand.
Fuck. Two things I know nothing about. Yeah, let's give it a call.
All right, and there's also the Dockside restaurant. We can do that next. And the wharf also. Every time there's called wharf. Queen's Wharf, Papa Wharf, Tarungi Wharf. I don't know. Whatever,
what's
man.
What's up with that?
This is Star Trek shit. Doing that shit again where Rick Luke can't be on the line. This is going to be conference a minute.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Wharf place? You guys are in the Wharf?
Hello?
Hey, yeah, is this the Thai restaurant?
No, no, I think you've got the wrong number.
Can you tell those people to shut up in the back?
Excuse me?
Tell those
people. Those are my kids?
Well, tell them to shut up.
Never mind, this is a private residence, all right.
Tell them to shut up that the grown-ups are talking. What's your problem?
Returning to main menu. You have no new messages.
Look at you. The grown-ups are talking. Shut the fuck up. Tuck, they got mentioned in a meeting at work today about the, they said, please be careful that you don't curse out customers and you don't make fun of customers and say things when you have them on mute. Because you never know. There have been some instances where we've had people lately who have thought they had the customer on mute and they didn't. You know the one? Oh, man. Yeah. I said, just don't do it at all. Don't curse. Don't put your customer on mute. Don't put them on hold and curse them out. You curse them out when you get out of work or when you're off a call. That was funny, though. The story is, I got a customer calling in, this southern lady. She was like, her internet and shit was down. And she was like, hey, I need to get this fixed now. And I thought I had her on mute. And I went, and I looked at the phone and it was off of mute because I heard my echo in the headset. And it got real quiet and awkward. And I said, okay, is there anything else I can help you with? She's like, no. And then she told my boss. I didn't get in trouble, though. That was fun. But I still want to get a copy of that. Still want to get a copy of that so bad. He said no.
Really, I still
want to hear
that.
He said no. Sorry, I can't do that. All right. Yeah, Reclude, I don't know what it is with your line, but it does that shit where it doesn't let you. I think.
Go for your prank calls.
I don't know where he calls from. It comes from his payphone. Oh, cell phone. It says.
Hey, Reclude.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know what it is. Every time I try to conference you on this line that you call from sometimes, it never lets me do it. It drops it as soon as I click over.
Oh, fuck.
But this is a cell phone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a prepaid, or what is it?
No, prepaid. What do you think I am, some fucking deadbeat?
I don't know. You got like a burner phone? You got 7-Eleven? You got the minutes?
I got a pirate phone.
Pirate phone.
I can call Somalians on it.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, ain't gonna work. I only got one number left. I'm gonna do it real quick and head out though. Well, next week we're gonna do a normal show like in the old days, man.
Oh, what were you doing today?
I just came on to do pranks. I ended up talking some shit at the same time, but I'm gonna go back. I think I should have the website built up and uploaded again by this weekend. Hopefully, the podcast will be back up. Yeah, man.
Oh, that's cool, man. Well, fuck yeah.
Fuck. All right, Rack. Take it easy, man. I'm going to let you go.
Are we doing another call, or what are you doing?
Well, that's the whole thing. I can't connect you to any calls. You got another phone number you can call from?
Yeah. Let me call the same number?
Yeah, call the same number, yeah.
All right, let me do it real quick.
All right, cool. All right, bye.
All right, we'll get Reckler to do one. I don't know. Honestly, we figured it out once. It's like it just... Wait for Reclu to call. We'll do the last call of the night. I'm going to bed. I'm going to make a shit in the toilet.
All right, we'll call Ireland. Ellen Matthews is a name.
Oh, yeah?
All right. Let me get you pasted here. I don't see you. Who are you? Are you in the chat room as RR? Is that you or is that someone else?
Yeah. I'm not. I'm up in stairs smoking a vaporizer, though.
Vaporizer? You got weed in the vaporizer? How's it work?
Oh, fuck yeah. Dude, this thing is the best investment
really?
I could ever make. Dude. It's pretty much like it's three times as powerful. You don't smoke at all. And it's fucking amazing.
Do you get the smell on you still, like from smoking or no?
No, it really doesn't have that much of a smell.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I'm smoking it right in my office here in the main lobby of the studio, and it's fucking... You can't smell shit, dude. It's wonderful.
So how much does it cost? How much does a vaporizer cost you?
Well, this one I bought, I wanted to try one out, so I bought one. It was like $160.
Okay. $160, really?
But, hey, it wasn't bad. I mean, shit. It's kind of weird. This is one of those you have to heat up and you have like a hookah thing.
That's weird. So you don't light it at all? You just heat it up? Or
no, it heats up to a specific temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just vaporizes. And the weed is still on there. That's a crazy thing. But it's brown. Like, that's... it doesn't burn anything.
That's kind of weird.
Like, it just takes all the green off of it and it's brown. And then you could smoke the brown afterwards, too.
Really?
Like, it's kind of like that bullshit weed.
The bullshit.
It's about as high as you get, but it's nice to have it. You can make joints out of it or something, you know.
Okay. Oh, that legal weed you can get online and all that? Whatever. I know what you're talking about. Okay. The herbal weed or whatever. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Dude, you ever tried that Savia or that Sativa?
Oh, man, I have a weird story about that shit, dude.
Yeah, did you think you were a Ninja Turtle? That's what my friend did.
What'd he do?
He thought it was a Ninja Turtle, and he jumped off the top of a flight of stairs and broke his arm.
I mean, that stuff is pretty, and I wouldn't do it again. It's just, to me, it's not that pleasant. I saw the fucking screen bubble up.
Oh.
Like, because I did it, you know, and you wait, and you have to hold it in for a long while, and then you exhale, and then it's, like, for, like, 60 seconds. It's, like, fucking nuts, dude. It's like I was making, like, beats or something, and the fucking screen kind of bubbled.
Oh, man.
Like, and I started hearing this whirring noise.
Fuck
like,
that.
Like, it almost like a fucking whip it, dude. It was crazy, dude. I was like, and then you feel really fucked up for the next 6 hours.
Really?
Sometimes. It's like you feel this dull feeling. I really did not like it at all. I thought it was shitty.
Yeah, the shit's legal, though. In Orlando, it's still legal. I don't know. You can still buy it in the head shops, apparently, for now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if there's anything, it should be illegal. It should be that shit.
Yeah, right? They should legalize weed.
Yeah, I mean, the greens, man. I mean, that's fuck, man.
God.
That doesn't make you do that. You can't even, I mean, I wouldn't even drive on that salvia.
Wow. Hey, what's hash? Anyways, hash made from weed? Or is it something totally different?
No, it's like, I mean, I'm not a real expert on that, but I think it's like opium.
Oh, really?
It's like kind of opium or some shit. It's kind of like...
No,
yeah, it's good
hash
shit,
is condensed...
No, what am I talking about?
Pot plants.
What I'm talking about. I'm trying to think. What is it? Yeah, hash.
Well, the Tuck says it's condensed pot plants. Condensed marijuana. I guess that makes
sense. Oh, that's
sense.
Right. Yeah, it's like people make it by, like, using resin or something.
Resin, and you compress it. It makes, like, a brick. Isn't that what it is or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that stuff's pretty... I mean, I've had it a couple times. It's fucked me up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think once, a long time ago, I couldn't find weed, and I was still smoking, and my friend was like, hey, try some hash. It's weed. Like, are you sure? Like, I don't know. It tasted kind of funky. Like, smoking, it was kind
of course,
funky.
Yeah. It's, I mean, because that's a condensed down bullshit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. All right, let's do like one or two more, and I really got to go, Glenn. All right? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Run it. Calling the side restaurant. They're in New Zealand.
Any bet.
New Zealand is cheaper than Hawaii.
Get off the curse, Ron.
Hey, man, how's it going, man? I'm a tourist. I'm from, like, the USA, man. I'm trying to get down to your place, man. I talked to a couple cats, and they said it was pretty happening. This guy's had some good meals.
Yeah.
So, I'm over off the beach, over the south part of town, and I'm kind of lost. So could you give me directions from there, man? What street you guys on?
We're actually on Queens Wharf.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, man?
We're on Queens Wharf.
Queens Wharf. Queen Wharf? Teen Wharf?
Yeah, so we're on... Adam?
Teen Wharf?
Queens.
Queens. Like Queens, like drag queens?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, man. Well, like, if I get a cab, I tell him Queens Walk, Wolf. Listen, man. Can you call a cab for me, man? I don't know the number.
We're
just down over there, man. What street you guys
on?
We're kind of, man, we found these two cabs.
We're actually on that.
Grass. So we're kind of out of it, but we got good money. We're not hippies, man. We just like to have a good time, you know, happy smokes and all, man. So, could you call a cab for us, man? There's like about three of us. Probably fit in a regular cab.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm down here like by this, I guess what you guys call a post office. Like right down by here. I don't even know how we got here, man. Well, they send letters and stuff, you know what I mean? It's not Kinko's. It's like a post office, man. That's what these guys, maybe...
I can't really...
Hold on a second. What's your address?
I don't know. Shit 3 Queens Wharf.
Shit what?
Shit 3
Shit
Queens
3?
Wharf. Yeah.
I mean, That's not an address, man. What's the number? Give me the number.
Shit 3, Queens Wharf.
Shit 3?
Shit.
Shed 3.
S-H-E-D.
You guys
yeah,
are at a shed?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Well, how small is your restaurant, man?
It's rather large.
Right, well, man, because, like, over in the U.S., man, we had a shed, and that's pretty much where you put your tools and stuff, man. It's like a small thing, man. It's like you can only fit, like, two people in there, man. So, okay,
oh, yeah.
Well, we're down by the – we can go down by the beach here. Hello?
I kept asking if they had clean toilets and towels. I got pissed off.
Good afternoon, this is Civil Trinity Wallstar. I'm Gallo speaking.
Hey, man. I'm trying to get to your place there, man, but I'm kind of lost. I'm, like, trying to take,
yeah,
like,
where
the
are
blue,
you now?
Like, the tram, man. It's, like, basically I'm down by the reserve. It's called Wehrpie
Reserve
or something, man. Are you guys close to there?
Yeah, we're really close to the reserve.
Oh,
right next
nice,
to
man. Have you ever been to the reserve? It's a pretty nice place.
Yeah, we're right
here.
Next to it.
Okay,
I'll
cool. Can you send me a cab?
Returning to main menu. You have no new
yeah,
message. To place
us.
A call, press
Where'd
2.
She hang up?
For Goo 411,
she knows
press 3.
Like you're
or to change
it.
Your settings, press 4.
What? What? She knew it was American.
Please enter the phone number you would
you
like to
so?
Dial, followed by the
What's
pound
that?
Key.
You think so?
For international numbers,
hey, they know
please enter 011 plus the country code and number.
Stop. I just want to pick up.
This is not a valid number.
Oh, come on.
Returning to main menu. You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2. I'm sorry. I didn't recognize
you. All right, fuck it.
You have no new messages.
I'm going to sleep. Regular.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I'm going to head out, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right, man.
Had a little bit of fun. We got to do it earlier next week. I'm going to start doing shows at 9 o'clock, I think, on Thursdays, man, like 9 Eastern. So what's that, like 8 your time? What time is it over there now, 12:20?
What are you talking about? It's fucking, it's like 1:22 a.m.
You don't even know what time it is. Oh, really? Are you Eastern Standard Time and shit?
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, no. It's 1:22 here.
Oh, okay. You're in the same time zone. I didn't know that. Anyway, I got to get going, man. I'm going to get to bed. I got to work tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
See you, bro.
All right,
thanks for calling. That's Reclude.
All right, fucks. That's Reclude, everybody. And thanks, Lonesome Loser. Thanks to everyone who's listening. I got to try to put this shit up on the podcast this weekend. Maybe Saturday night. Probably still going to be just prank calls for a while, folks. I'm sorry. My list will update it. I'm in the mood to hear this one. This is a newer prank call that we did here. You probably have heard it before. If not, then enjoy it. It's called Am I on Speakerphone?
From unknown caller.
Hi. Mr. Valentel, this is Alan from to Marketing. You responded to an ad that we placed on. My number here is... Please call then, schedule an interview for tomorrow between the hours of 1 and 6 to the receptionist. Thank you, have a nice day.
Oh, that guy sounds interesting. Let's listen to him.
To return this call, press 2.
For calling. Vanessa, how may I help you?
Hey, Big Vanessa. I need to speak to Alan. He just called asking for me and I'm returning his call. This is Valente.
And your name?
This is Valente.
What's your name?
Valente.
Valente.
Jesus.
Mr. Valente?
Yeah, what's going on over there, sir?
I'm sorry?
How do you say there, buddy?
Very good. Thanks for asking.
All right, good.
Okay, you responded to an ad that we placed on...
Am I on speakerphone?
Not anymore.
Was that before?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's my office, and you're calling my office, and I put people on speakerphone. You have a problem with that?
Well, I think usually we ask for permission before we put people on speakerphone. Isn't that right, Mr. Allen?
This is right.
Okay.
And are you looking for a job?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Have a nice day, asshole.
Returning to main menu.
There we go. That was called whatever it is. That prank call and all of our prank calls, Tuck, I don't know if you knew, but they're on the forums. You got to go to madhouselive.com, click on the forums button, And right there you see there's a chop prank call section and a prank call vault of all the prank calls there that are fit to be published. The top ones, though, are the creme de la creme. Right. Hollywood's showing up late, just in time for the end of the show. Good work, Hollywood. Good work, Hollywood. I'm pranked out. I'm too tired. I gotta be at work. I gotta get up at 6 a.m. and it's 1:25 here at my time zone, man. It's over. All right, everybody. Thanks again for listening. Thanks again to Lonesome Loser. I did not call Milkman. I feel bad. Oh, well. We'll be back to about, I think, 78% next week. And the week after that, low 80, high 80s to low 90 percentile. And after that, we'll be back to 100%. That's the current state of the madhouse. Everyone, be sure to visit Tuck's website. That's at, what is it, Tuck? Give it out, please, please, please. TuckerMike.com. Is it TuckerMike.com? I think it is TuckerMike.com. Yeah. Have a good weekend, everybody. Catch you next week. Thank you. Bye.